You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, on September 6th voted with all but three members of Congress to approve the $7.85 billion Hurricane Harvey disaster relief, Bill 419-3. The White House reportedly wants to merge the debt relief bill with the hurricane aid, so the bill might not pass the Senate as easily or might be back in the House for another vote. Ben Commissar reports in The Hill that the congressional challengers who have raised the most money to take on an incumbent nationally are here in New York's 19th district. Democrats Antonio Delgado and Brian Flynn, who want to challenge Representative John Faso in 2018. Delgado, a 40-year-old attorney who moved to Rhinebeck in January after spending 2.5 years living in Montclair, New Jersey, has raised $652,000. Flynn, 47, of Hunter, has loaned his campaign $500,000 and raised another $254,000 for a total of $754,000. Faso raised $276,105.58 in the first 3 months of 2017 and $337,096.16 in the second quarter of the year. Read the full story on The Hill. Claire Gilbert reports in the Columbia paper that Ghent will add an electric car charging station in the village of Chatham. Ghent will install and maintain the charging station at Depot Square, which can charge two cars at a time. The town of Chatham and the village already have a second similar charging station slated for the municipal parking lot near the Tracy Memorial Village Hall. Ghent hopes cars can start charging in November. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Andrew H. Reuter reports in the Albany Business Review that New York could lose as much as $50 billion over 10 years if the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is rolled back or repealed, according to a study from libertarian think tank, the Cato Institute. President Donald Trump announced a plan to phase out the program September 5th. New York State faces almost $10.8 billion in budget costs and $38.6 billion in economic costs over a 10-year period from 2018 to 2028 if DACA is ended, according to Cato researchers. The study also said the country would lose $200 billion in aggregate economic costs and the cost to the government would be $60 billion. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state would sue the federal government, and Cuomo said September 5th, quote, "We have a federal government that is antithetical to everything we believe as New Yorkers. They have declared war on immigrants," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. And Larry Rulison reports in the Albany Times-Union that State Senator James Todisco wants the state legislature, not state regulators, to approve future utility rate increases. National Grid currently had its first rate hike in a decade before the Public Service Commission, and that could mean an average of a $17 increase on monthly gas and electric bills. Quote, "It's appropriate that we keep the commission's oversight of these rate requests to give us recommendations, facts, and justifications. However, it's imperative that we pass the bill so as accountable elected representatives, the state legislature will have the final say with ratification of any rate hike or reduction," end quote, Todisco said of his proposed legislation. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.